This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Steve Gruber Show. Friday morning across the state of Michigan. Very glad to be talking to the Steve Gruber Show audience. Again, my name is Scott Bertram. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. And joining us on the phone lines now is Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, real estate broker, also a member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Steve, welcome back on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott. Glad to be here.
Last time we talked, I know your the YouTube channel for the Michigan Coalition was in its infancy. How's that going?
It's going well. We keep adding videos slowly but surely. We're trying to keep the quality up, so we don't have a thousand of them right now, but always adding to the selection.
And you can find that, of course, on YouTube. Do a quick search. Steve, we just talked with Congressman Paul Mitchell from the 10th District, and you know, I asked him off the bat. We have this horrific school shooting in Florida this week, and calls from Jimmy Kimmel, among others, to do something, pass something. And I just said, you know, are you convinced by any of these arguments that any law could have prevented future school shootings? And he says no. And this is the very hard part. There is a visceral desire for action, but there is no real evidence that any action might have an impact. And that's where we have issues.
Well, I agree. I think I disagree on whether we could take some action. I actually do have some ideas. They don't necessarily originate with me, but I've got some things we can try, because what we're doing right now certainly isn't working. And, you know, I first got involved in discussing this in the public forum after Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. I did an interview with a paper literally the night before Sandy Hook, where I predicted there would be another large school shooting before too long. And then the next morning was literally the Sandy Hook tragedy, and that was, what, 5-6 years ago. The story got picked up by the AP. It was a local newspaper interview, got picked up by the AP. I ended up on Piers Morgan's old show, and it looked like I had some kind of a dark crystal ball. But, you know, what I had was information. You know, one of my gigs is teaching a class at Cooley Law School, mm-hmm. called Gun Control Seminar. And in that class, my law students and I research and talk about gun control issues. And it was very obvious that the pace of school shootings was picking up. So there, in my opinion, a number of factors at work, including a deteriorating, crumbling mental health system. The system that existed when I was a child, where there was, hopefully, not always, but hopefully compassionate care for the truly unstable individuals amongst us, it really doesn't exist anymore. It's very difficult to put someone in an asylum, which was a saying when I was a kid. You know, mm-hmm. It happened. It's almost impossible now, and the so-called asylums are gone. And asylum was almost used as a punishment word, a word that meant punishment. But asylum truly means safety, and I think they provided safety for the deranged individuals as well as the public. And so that system is gone because of various, civil liberties type lawsuits. And I'm all for civil liberties, but it seems like we're delusional when it comes to people who are delusional. So I honestly believe there's some problems with the mental health system. There's also just the ridiculous situation of the current law with regard to guns in schools. I don't think it can get any worse. And I've been saying this since Sandy Hook. I don't see how it can get worse than concentrating the most vulnerable individuals in our society, mm-hmm. in places that look like hunting grounds to psychopaths, and not allowing anybody there in most cases, or maybe one school resource officer, as in this case, to have an opportunity to fight back. I honestly don't see how it gets any worse than the current situation. Security is almost non-existent in the vast majority of schools in our country. It's crazy.
And you alluded to this a bit. I'm not sure what the right answer is, but we just seem to consistently have these red flags being thrown up before the fact that either aren't recognized or aren't acted upon. I mean, this particular case, you have the shooter, posting under his own name a comment that he was going to be a professional school shooter. And the FBI says we couldn't figure out who wrote it. I somewhat understand, but again, that's his own name. How tough could it be to track something like that down? It seems like virtually every time we have one of these cases, there are these red flags that go up, and we have to do a better job of seeing them and then acting upon them.
Well, I've got my own issues with the very existence of the FBI, too, for historical reasons and very recent reasons. But there's something that just permeates our culture where everybody wants to be a damn rock star. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to do their damn job. And the same thing happened in the FBI. They're more interested in political issues and trying to be fancy than just doing the job. I'm convinced that has permeated virtually every large institution in our country because it's cultural. The good government should be boring. It should be just stiflingly boring because it should be a matter of routine competence. And I don't see that exists anymore on a wide scale. And I'm starting to sound like the grumpy old man who's saying get off the lawn. But I honestly believe that's part of what's going on here. And it's, so if you see something, say something, didn't work this time because a lot of people saw something, they said something, there was no follow through. Nobody cared.
Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, real estate broker, member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners, and you can find them online, mcrgo.org. Steve, thank you so much for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show once again.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Appreciate it, Steve. Wow, almost through with hour two. This just rolls along every time I fill in. And, of course, as I always say, we have more prep than I actually ever get to during these programs. That's okay. I just save it for next time. Brian Boucher, Bob Moffitt from Heritage, both in hour three of the Steve Gruber Show.